Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
I gotta pee though.
That's the first thing that's said on this podcast. We're already taking a break.
See Losers!
See you soon!
We are, yeah. Where's the money, Lebowski? Name the movie. It's Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Fuck, with Patrick Warburton
and Rick Moranis. Rick Moranis. I don't think Patrick Warburton's in Honey, I Shrunk the Kid.
Are you sure?
Pretty sure. Dude, that's Rick Moranis.
Yeah.
Who we talked about in a recent episode because he got decked in the face.
Decked in the face, though.
He did. Hard, too. He dropped that boy.
So this is just exactly a copy and paste of last week's podcast.
Anyway, guys, how long could we go just talking about the same topics every week before
we got like
you comment? Oh, but you do already.
Yeah,
but I mean, like almost exactly same conversations.
I think we should get like a bot or something to kind of voice to text and just record, like do whatever we say on this podcast, and the next podcast we just do that one except translated from that speech to text.
I wonder if someone can make a bot that can, like, the scary thing is there's so many voice samples of us online that an AI could easily replicate our voices.
Really?
Like, exactly.
You just give it like so many hours of this podcast.
Yeah. Have you seen the AI ones online that could do Obama or Trump or like?
But I feel like if they gave them our podcast, they would like, it would start to. I think Jackson's listening to TikToks.
I hear it too. I don't know what it is. It just sounds like squeaking and squawking. But yeah, they can. I don't know how they do it, but they can make AI analyze someone's voice.
Analyze. I'd like to analyze your mom, if you know what I'm saying.
Man, come on. Not this early. But I someone could make a bot of our voice and then make us say something really bad and then put us in hot water. And we're like, we didn't say that. It's like, prove it.
Hot water hurts.
Yeah, hot water hurts very bad. Damn, dude. Damn. Damn, you all right? You been smoking wood again?
Yeah.
Don't do that, dude. It's not an alternative to cigarettes.
It's an alternative to coal, though.
Well, you shouldn't smoke either one of them. Mm. You're smoking sticks, and I see you hacking your lungs up out there.
Smoking sticks. Lumber. Let's get it straight.
Well, small pieces of lumber, and that's probably worse for you than cigarettes, man.
That's something, right? There's no, like, carcinogens and shit, right?
Well, it's wood. It's smoke, man.
Nah.
Just go back to cigarettes if that's the case.
It's pure. It's like tobacco, you know, people grow, and then they put all these chemicals in it. I'm quote unquote smoking, as you say. I like to think of it more as vaping. I'm like vaping solid wood.
That is kind of cool, I guess. I'd say, yeah,
like it's all natural
when you look,
like,
at it that way.
Since it's natural, it's meant to be burnt within my lungs, and like when you think of like a child, like if you burned that child alive and I just inhaled it into my lungs like the elites do, then then yeah, that is going to produce a cleaner high than marijuana or
that's true, man.
Or cigarettes, because you know they're putting stuff in marijuana these days. You know they're having fun with it chemically.
Yeah, they are.
The government.
And you know what they say, man? God made dirt, so dirt don't hurt. So that's kind of the exact example of that, man. Honestly, yeah. Just keep doing it and tell me how it goes.
Okay.
Are they really putting stuff in marijuana these days?
No, I don't know. I don't think so, but, you know.
I'm sure they do, though. Not like the way they do with cigarettes, where it's like, this is floor cleaner. it's like...
They put Gorilla Glue in this.
I bet they put, like, other extracts or things to make it, like, activate faster. Because different weeds get you high at different times, like now, or like 5 minutes from now, or like...
Yeah. But there's so many variables, I guess, you know, like... Think about, you know, your health. Then think about, I guess, the day that you've had, like stress levels. Like, and I feel like there's a lot of things that could affect your high. So, like, I never.
Yeah,
know.
That's true.
And maybe also, like, how much you smoke.
They probably don't really put anything in it. But I do think that they're growing it to be stronger, though. Like, I feel like I'm talking about the government regulated stuff, not like the shit you get off the streets. But I feel like. They're growing it so they're a lot stronger. I had an older friend. An older friend said that it's completely like different from the stuff from like the 70s and stuff.
So like it's stronger.
Yeah.
Really.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Because I think they kind of engineer it to be. Because now they can perfectly craft different strains and mm-hmm. you know.
But you always like I don't know. It's this thinking of America where it's like you always think that something's better in the good old days. I guess where it's like. Oh, it must have been better in the good old days, you know.
Yeah, yeah. When you would
the original, like when you think of like classic Coke, you know, where it's like Coke now sucks, but I prefer classic Coke. That's not really an America thing. That's just a world.
Only real ones will remember it how it tasted.
Yeah, only real ones.
Sorry, guys, if you didn't, all you guys are probably too young to have ever remembered classic Coke, like Ryan and I did.
And also nostalgia hits on that same wavelength of like kind of, oh, don't you love the past? Don't you wish the past was just here? Don't you miss being a child and not being reminded that you're going to die and you've succeeded at nothing in life except make a blip of noise? It's like, okay, Jordan Peterson, calm down. I can just relax and play video games and I don't have to think about my impact on the universe.
The vocal surgery really did him well. He sounds a lot more confident.
I know. It was imagine if Jordan Peterson all of a sudden started to be like, "Hey guys, how's it going?"
No, dude,
he fucking makes a wish on a star, and he and Markiplier's voice switch. We've been mentioning Mark too much. I feel lately.
Hey, we've been talking about Markiplier so much lately.
We're on a Mark kick,
dude. I mean, it's kind of hard not to, man. He's a meme. There's something about him that just infiltrates, you know, your brain waves. And you just got him on your mind, you know?
Yeah.
So he's like a little earworm. He gets in there and he gets in your brain. And next thing, I got him.
Well, I like to think of it like he's comforting me.
I feel him on
like
my shoulder.
Like he crawls inside of my ear and my brain and he's going, ugh, remember me. Remember the good old days.
But back to Jordan Peterson. It'd be Jordan Peterson plier, you know? That's a good OC right there.
You know, hello everybody. Today I'm going to be playing Five Nights at Freddy's, and so I've never played this game before, you know. So I don't know if I'm going to be come on to or what's going to happen. Oh, sorry, that scared me.
Mickey Mouse.
I know, he just turns into Mickey Mouse.
Hey boys, I would prefer it if you would stop talking about me and Markiplier right now, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Jordan. Sorry.
I'm going to go back up up to hell now.
Okay, Jordan.
Goodbye.
Bye, buddy.
Okay.
Dude, let's talk about marijuana more.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, let's talk about marijuana then.
I thought you were leaving,
you
Jordan.
You know. Okay, see you. Bye.
Bye.
Just kidding. I'm kidding.
You probably made some kid out there like smash his fist on his chest.
He's like, stop!
You know, one person literally was having a bad day. The second he's like,
their reflex is just, but then they accidentally just see the keys just fly up in the air. Or there's some guy that probably just farting and laughing. Just having a good old time. Like, that's our average listener, right?
Like a fucking 2-year-old.
Like a big grown man in his underwear in the dark of his room, like rolling around his bed laughing.
Creating fresh skin marks, having a good old time.
He hasn't showered in like 2 days. And like next to his bed, there's like 50 like finished like TV dinner trays just like stacked up.
He has hairy shave gel burn marks.
He has like all of our products too, like in the bed with him. He's wearing his MeUndies. Dude, that's so real though. Well, you got your shout out in this episode, so I hope you're rolling around with glee.
Yeah.
Do you think there's any just like old, like 7-year-old man
in his diaper watching Superman
in like Russia who just listens to us? Like,
so now he's a 7-year-old man in a diaper in Russia.
Think about someone that like lives in like China or Siberia, like, and it's like a 7-year-old man. They just listen to us every day. Like, you think there's at least one like old man that listens to us?
I couldn't imagine. I'd like to know, because people are never truthful if we ask in the comments like, how old are you?
Well, actually, the only old person that sometimes watch this is Danny, but oh my God. I'm kidding.
That was good.
Thank you.
I like that. Sorry, that was just another.
It's so mean.
This is just a flare up. I'm laughing because of how
it's so
cruel
mean.
And unusual your jokes were, Matt.
Sorry.
He's checking his
Danny
nails.
Danny and I joke like that with each other.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure. You talk all the time,
I bet. It's not actually him like boiling with rage. Like, very funny, Matt. Wow, good one. You know, there's got to be like one old man out there. Like, what's the oldest?
Watching Super Mega just
reliving his heyday. Because he's like, I used to be a little boy.
Super Mega.
I used to be a little boy like that Mac kid.
Super Mega all the time. It's just some like kind of, he goes through Russian to like other ad.
I was trying to figure out like, because it kind of sounds like a.
Yes, bruv. I am a Russian person that talking slow. And so I watch Super Mega. And then I watch PewDiePie. My favorite episode of PewDiePie is the one with the boxes. That is a good one. And the bridge is hilarious.
Classic moment.
Classic
moment.
Stop bringing it up.
Stop. But I'm sure there's one old dude, you know?
No.
Yes.
no way.
Comment if you're old. So like 14-year-olds like, I'm 81 and I'm from Sweden.
Jordan Peterson's pretending to be.
I said a 14-year-old commenting, old. So. Dude, but fucking, what you been up to, man? Halloween was this weekend. You know, we was just big chilling, right?
I know. It was great.
What'd you do?
For Halloween?
Yeah.
Nothing much.
Yeah?
I played some World of Warcraft, and I watched I watched a spooky movie, Beetlejuice.
I haven't seen Beetlejuice.
I saw it it was my first time like actually seeing it all, like, I guess all the way through, because when I was younger, I was too scared to watch it because of the giant worm.
You're the third person I've talked to about in the last like 3 days about Beetlejuice, and then me saying I haven't seen Beetlejuice.
So, well, I mean, I just saw it for the first time, so it's not like.
Is it good?
It's not like I have any nostalgia for it, you know. Mm. Yeah, it's a very fun Halloween movie. I think it's the perfect, like one of the, kind of like a perfect Halloween movie, just like Nightmare Before Christmas or some shit like that. Just in that vibe. And it's like classic Tim Burton, where he wasn't getting all goofy with everything, every design choice he made on a set or whatever. I don't know, it just was a point in Tim Burton's career where his flavoring was kind of spiced out throughout the movie. That wasn't like the main feature. It was just kind of like a tool in his arsenal that he had, where now it's just the only thing he really brings to the table.
Did Tim Burton do Pirates of the Caribbean?
No.
I don't know why I thought Pirates of the Caribbean.
He did Dumbo.
Classic.
Didn't Chris, who did Pirates of the, no, it was a, what's his name? It's the
Disney.
No, but the director, Jerry Bruckheimer, was he the guy who did it? Jerry Bruckheimer.
Him?
Yeah, I don't know. Who did Pirates of the Caribbean?
I thought it was, for some reason in my head I just heard Tim Burton's Pirates of the Caribbean.
No.
So he did Edward Scissorhands though,
he
right?
did, yes.
Okay, that movie's awesome.
And he did Big Fish, which is a movie you like.
Oh, I forgot he did. Yeah, dude.
What movie was I looking up though?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
For some reason I want to say Jerry Bruckheimer, but
let's see. Jerry Garcia,
let's see.
Actually.
Pirates, let's see. Curse of the Black Pearl. Director, nope. Gore Verbinski.
Okay,
who the fuck is
mind.
Gore Verbinski?
The director of the fourth Pirates of the Caribbean. Do you know who that is, actually?
He did Rango. He did Lone Ranger.
I watched Rango at a friend's house on a tiny CRT TV once at a sleepover.
Good.
And it just was uncomfortable for me. But I think it was more because of my surrounding was in his older brother's bed, which was very dirty, had not been washed in ages, and the room smelled kind of weird, and I didn't feel good, and Rango was on a small TV in the corner of the room.
Wait a second. Jerry Bruckheimer did do shit. He was the producer.
He's a producer
for Pirates of the Caribbean.
Because guess what?
Yeah, I was somewhat right.
You know why I know Jerry Bruckheimer? Because the beginning of Kangaroo Jack.
Oh, shit.
It's the one where it's like going down the road really fast.
It's the lightning bolt.
Yeah, with the lightning bolt.
Okay. Is he Australian?
Bruckheimer. I don't. That was the worst Australian accent I've ever done.
Wait, was Kangaroo Jack the only? Wasn't there a kangaroo in that logo, or is it just in the kangaroo?
They
Jack?
Added it in that one. Okay. I don't think it's in the actual.
Dude. So all throughout my history, I always just kind of like, since I think it's probably one of the first things I saw with that logo on it, and it was just kind of like it struck me because I guess it scared me as a kid too because it was a thunderstorm. I was a little scared little bitch as a kid, so I saw the kangaroos to that. I'm like, oh, so they always have kangaroos. And then later on, I didn't see them, and I'm like, oh, I guess it's just not the same logo. So okay,
it's kind of a cool ass
specific
logo.
for Kangaroo Jack.
It's fun, man.
Yeah,
it's a good logo. But yeah, man.
Bruckheimer Road or whatever the fuck
it's like,
called.
It's like flying. For those who don't know what we're talking about, it's like a black screen with a little box. And it's flying down an empty desert road. And then it comes up to a tree and it gets struck by lightning.
Yeah.
And then underneath it's like Jerry Bruckheimer or some shit. I mean, there's another one that's a lighthouse.
Yeah. Is that the same one?
That's Castle Rock Entertainment. Or you know what I'm talking about? The lighthouse is like. Whoosh.
Okay.
It's on like a lot of animated movies.
And then the lighthouse gets smaller as it gets into the logo. Right?
I don't know, dude.
Okay, never mind.
I got to study my logos a little bit better.
I thought like it was like the whole thing was like zooming, like it was zooming out kind of. Like it wasn't just like stagnant. I thought
it might be, dude.
To it.
Maybe Castle Harbor. I don't know. That sounds like a neighborhood. I got to study my logos, man. When you go home today, make sure you study yours too. Because next week I want to make sure we get this down.
Okay.
Now, there's so many, dude. You know which one I have not seen in so long?
What?
The New Line Cinema one, where it's like the piece of like film in on the blue thing, and then the two pieces of film come up and go on the sides. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Are they still making shit?
I haven't heard that name in a while.
New Line Cinema.
When's the last time you saw that intro?
That's like old shit. Like, there's no way I've.
Do they still? I mean, that was just like a production, like producers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Yeah, I don't know what New Line Cinema's done, because I just stopped seeing that at movies. Same with the THX thing at the beginning.
I mean,
do you remember that?
Oh shit, New Line Cinemas did. No, I don't. Is it still in business? We can pronounce New Line Cinema. Oh, they're officially dead.
Oh, okay. Damn. R.I.P. New Line Cinema. I had no idea. Thanks for all the memories of the beginning of a movie.
Thanks for the memories, even though they were awesome.
Yeah, that's right. Fucking That's all I got about.
That's all I have to say about that.
That's all I had to say about the movie openings.
That's nice.
About the studio cards.
I just, goddamn. They got really fancy with their like 3D and shit at the beginning of movies. Do you remember like kind of like the late 90s, early 2000s when movie theaters started like kind of using like 3D in their intro, like Regal Cinemas and shit?
Oh, dude, they were like, okay, the first.
We got to be a kernel of popcorn flying out of a soda bottle exploding.
Oh, dude, that
on
was
a roller
sick.
Coaster.
That video was sick. That was for Regal
it's still
Cinema.
Used today, I was like, there was an old roller coaster.
And it was bad.
And there's a new roller coaster one. That's like a lot more. There's probably been three iterations, maybe. Or maybe
who remembers this?
Two.
It's like before a movie plays, when the lights dim. It's like you're like first person on a roller coaster, but you're like going past like a big bucket of popcorn and like a thing of Coke and like milk duds.
And like the popcorn always kind of almost scared me as a kid.
Oh, it's loud. Yeah. It's a big whoosh.
Yep.
But that shit was awesome, man. I want to find the original. That's so nostalgic.
I think that was definitely Regal. Yeah, that had to have been Regal.
I like around the same time period when 3D was becoming more popular, movies would think it's like it would be so badass to make their like the title of the movie mm-hmm. like super over the top in 3D because you're like, whoa.
I know.
Like I was
that's why they did it with Spy Kids and Shark Boy and Lava Girl, where it was like, oh, water and lava. It's just
but my favorites, there's some movies where it doesn't fit, but you could tell they just did it because they thought it was so cool at the time, but now it's so lame. Like in the beginning of Twister, it's like a ton of like fast wind, and then these letters come in like spinning around like and then they like all break and fly past the screen, and it's just so dumb.
When it's like, okay, you go through a phase kind of like in usually with CG, but CG's a whole different story. Like you'd go through a phase of getting to learn to use something, like how people started out in costumes, but then they like moved on beyond that and started making, you know, practical effects that looked better than a guy in a suit. They made like think of the difference between the design and the practicality, not the practicality, but just in terms of design, the difference between the old Godzilla movies and then go through creature design and costuming up to yeah. you get to like now. Ridley Scott's Alien, and then you can even move up to now. But Ridley Scott's Alien is just like is insane.
That was like the first movie that really had that level of like effects, right?
The Thing was the cornerstone is so good. For like practical effects and horror.
The Thing is amazing. Wait, is Alien all practical?
The first one.
Really?
It's a guy in a suit that plays the alien.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, that came out before like they could like create models.
That's so
like
cool
that.
Though that they did all that. Like movies like that in like 2001, like you can really see they just put like a lot of actual passion and work into them.
Well, Predator's also a guy in a suit, but he's more humanoid than the alien, right? Yeah.
Dude, I remember seeing Alien. I never saw Predator. I just knew this kid in middle school that was really weird, and all he did was draw drawings of Predator. And he'd always
kid that's
horrible
was obsessed
drawings.
Obsessed with Alien versus Predator.
Yeah, he was too. And he would draw that like mixed with Halo comics. So he'd draw his own like comics where it's like Halo characters fighting that. And he'd just always come up and show them to me. He'd just come up to me in the middle of like, hey. And just like showing me for an extended period of time.
I remember like Alien versus Predator being a like a super like when I was a kid, like that was like one of the scariest movies that was coming out. Like from my point of view, not in terms of the way it was marketed, I guess. But like now, I go back and I look at scenes, or I'll go back if I wanted to watch it. But like I've looked at scenes on YouTube throughout the years just because they pop up, or like I'm interested in like how bad was this movie, and it's just so campy. And like today I wouldn't be that scared, but like as a kid I'd be fucking horrified. And I think it's the amount of like
it's
the
new.
Amount of imagination you have as a kid is just like can cripple you with fear. Like when like watching
it.
Jaws is a whole different experience. Like when you're a kid and like the world is like still your oyster and you're filling in the blanks. Then like now where it's like, the cool thing about it is that the practical shark wasn't that fun to use. And you get in more to like the facts of the filmmaking, I guess.
How do we get back to that, dude? I guess if we did heroin every day, maybe get back to that. But I don't want to start doing that again.
No, I don't think it would be good for both of our hearts, honestly.
Well, there's some medical research that might say different, but I'll show you that after the podcast.
I got a few tubs of ketamine we could do.
Yeah?
Yeah.
After the podcast?
Yeah.
Here's some ads.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Something like Seth Rogen dying. If he got shot and he's like bleeding out. Can you do your best impression of Seth Rogen like on the ground after he got shot and he's bleeding out?
Okay, hold on. First, he's going to start off like like laughing, right? And then he's going to get shot. Well, okay, I need you to
add a gun sound, though.
No. I'll add a gun sound in post. Yeah. You need to act like you're shooting me okay. So I have like... And that would be his dying. That would be Seth. That's what Seth Rogen's dying breath would sound like.
That was incredible, dude. That was so much better than what I expected.
Really?
I thought you were just gonna do like a quick thing, and that was so well acted out. That was awesome, man. He sounded like a creepy Beavis and Butthead character. He kind of is with a.
Yeah.
I can't do the Seth Rogen laugh. It hurts my throat, and also my vocal cords aren't as masculine as yours. I can't do those burps. I can't do deep voices.
What do you mean
like
you
that.
Can't do those burps? What do you mean?
The way you can make yourself burp, and you can do it so loud anytime
yeah,
you want.
I don't think you're like. I guess vocal cords have something to do with it, but I think burps, like most of everyone, can perform a belch. It comes from your stomach.
I can't.
It's not in terms of like how deep your voice is.
I never belch, dude. It's just these.
It comes from your stomach. It's gas in your stomach.
It's this little.
Yeah, you just Matt's burps be like.
Yeah, pretty much.
And I can just make my burp. I can make myself burp on command, baby.
What about
find yourself a guy who can do this?
He'll do that in your face during sex.
Oh god! It's the sucking in the air that like. See if you can hear this because that's the grossest part to me. This is me sucking in air for the burp. How they get close to the mic. People are going to hate this. But if you're interested.
No, I hate that. I didn't like that at all. Also, when you were doing when you did the two burps, directly in between each one, Jackson sneezed. It was like, achoo! Achoo!
He's having his ass. He's such like
a sensitive
so weird.
Little guy.
Like, sometimes the best way I can explain Jackson is if like someone
wait, listen.
I can hear it.
The blowing the nose though.
It's like someone like took my childhood and took the TV shows and like noticed there's always like a kid that's like always talking like this and like has like problems with their sinuses, like Chucky from Rugrats and stuff like that. And then they like inserted someone to where I can connect that to like, I don't know. It's just like he's kind of just the Chaz Finster of our group.
My favorite thing is just the when the house is quiet and he'll blow his nose. It's like a trumpet, and it's
right going,
dude.
Dude,
I feel bad for him.
Have you seen
really
Chaz Finster's wife though?
Mm-mm.
Real Chad Finster. I'm not talking in a weird way about Jackson's girlfriend.
Have you seen Chaz's wife over here? No, I haven't.
You haven't? You haven't seen Rugrats Go to Paris?
Okay. I didn't know who that was, but I was pretending like I knew who it was, and then I just remembered it's a Rugrats character. I thought it was like a man.
A real
like a celebrity.
Chaz Finster.
So I was just trying to play around.
Hey,
like,
I'm Chaz Finster. Yeah, it's Chaz Finster, dude.
Yeah, his wife was pretty fine in that movie. The new one?
The new one?
Oh, no, that's not. Sorry. Wait, who am I thinking of? I gotta look this shit up, dude.
You know who Chaz Finster is, dude? Look up Chaz.
I know how to spell it.
Finster. Finster. Chaz Finster.
Oh, yeah, that is Jackson, dude.
Right?
Dude, 100%. Yeah, no, didn't his... No, yeah, I'm talking about the new wife. Didn't his wife dies, and then yeah. When he goes to Paris to marry the new one, she's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like...
And Chucky goes... No!
I actually watched it not too long ago, probably like a few months ago, just because I was like, oh, I used to watch this in my childhood. And I was like, fuck. It's still kind of like, I could see why adult, like, you notice the things that movies do to make it entertaining for adults that are there as well. Like, the movie's, like, entertaining somewhat still, but I feel there was still, I don't know. I'm not going to rate a fucking Rugrats movie as if it was...
I feel like if you tore apart Rugrats in Paris, that the comments would just be like furious.
Can I just start like doing like what what, like, I guess YMS or Ralph the Movie Maker, like people like that, like film critics of YouTube. Like, what if I just started doing that, but just for movies that are so obviously bad, but I act like it's like, why does everyone like this? Rugrats is awful. Like, how do you expect, like, I start picking out, like, plot holes and just, like, oh, this is, oh, the fact that they could, like, babies can drive this vehicle is just a plot convenience to drive forward so that we can smash to the ending at the wedding.
Where, please, dude. That would be so good because so many people would think it's so serious.
Yeah. I don't mean to put on that voice. I don't think that's how those YouTubers that I mentioned sound. That was a made-up character that I personally made in this made-up situation.
And it's copyrighted, by the way.
What is?
This character
that I'm doing. Yes.
I really, just do it with like movies that, like, when you see it or hear the name, you're like, oh, I remember that movie, but you never saw it. Like, you saw the trailers for like The Taking of Pelham 1-2-3. Like,
that's, I saw that in theaters.
You saw it in theaters?
I saw it in theaters with my dad and my stepmom.
Damn, dude. That's
isn't
badass.
It crazy how I can remember that shit, man. My dad is always, man, you can't remember. You can remember stuff like I can't. I'm like, because you're old man. Know your place, and I put them in the you know, tie them up on the top of the car, and then we go home
and face up too. And usually it's when it's thunderstorming.
Just picturing my dad, just
Ryan, slow down. Fucking hell, man.
What?
I just realized this podcast comes out the day after Election Day.
That's right. Oh, we don't know.
We don't know right now.
Blissful.
I feel.
Is it bliss? Because currently, you know.
What's funny is probably this week country's gonna go to shit. It's gonna go crazy, and we're in the day right before all that. So it's like, take a deep breath.
Yeah, Texas is gonna come up to California. And they're gonna fucking kill all of us cucks.
They're gonna stab California
once Trump wins.
They're gonna annex California. And they're actually going to physically cut it and push it out into the ocean.
Antifa's going to start forcing Republicans to house illegal immigrants.
And not only that, but Antifa's going to force men to kiss each other and get married.
And have sex with their dogs.
Yeah, and their young boys. So.
And they're going to teach, and Antifa's going to take out science class and put in the study of Islam.
Yep. Yep, and every single church.
But only in southern states.
And every single church, especially the ones in southern states, will get repurposed into Black Lives Matter headquarters.
And they're going to force all of your children to become transgender.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to force them at gunpoint.
Yeah.
And that's the future. We're staring down the end of a barrel, baby.
Yeah, vote for Joe Biden. That's what you're going to get, guys. Just fair warning. What if that, like, all becomes true? No, I'm just kidding. Like, dude, no, like, I really kind of believe it.
They start holding infants at gunpoint.
Like, with a bayonet.
You will change your philosophical being.
Change.
Change.
Dude, they're gonna make all men wear makeup. I'm fine. Makeup would be great. What?
I'd leave if they did a mandated makeup thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'd have to go.
Mandated makeup. Like, imagine, like, someone running on that platform.
I can imagine, like, Tim Pool. Like, what's next? Are they going to start mandating makeup?
I'm officially mandating makeup for all Americans as a requirement during the day.
Do you know who Tim Pool is?
Tim Pool?
Yeah.
Does he play pool?
No. He's just a...
Is he a political commentator?
Libertarian or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
You know, where he's like...
Like Brent.
Like, he's like, look, I'm on the left. But there's a time where the left has gone too far. Like the same thing Candace Owens does, I guess.
Yeah, live with a...
You know, I was a Democrat. I was on their side. And then I looked into the history of the Democratic Party and realized that they were the ones behind the Ku Klux Klan.
I watched trailers for all of Dinesh D'Souza's movies this weekend.
He's such a fucking gobsmacking buffoon.
He just tries to look so dramatic in these trailers for, like, the one about Obama, the one about Hillary, and he has a new one called Trumpland
USA,
Emperor, like,
shit.
Leader Trump or some crazy shit.
It's called Emperor Leader Trump.
It's some crazy, like, dick sucking name, and it's basically about how, like, he's changed America and he's the only one fighting for freedom and like taking a, and like if not, we're going back to like civil war and all this stuff.
You know, I read one of his books way back in the day.
My dad gave it me and I read part of it too.
It was like a red cover. It was about like how you can, it was like an apologetics book, basically. An apologetics, for those who don't know, if you don't know, because I guess
some people don't come
from
some
people aren't Christians, I guess.
Yeah, I know. But apologetics is just kind of like the study and defense of one's faith, I guess. That's what we were taught. And so my youth leader, I think, recommended the book, or maybe I looked it up on my own.
Yeah, I read a book from his daughter, too. On like sins or
I read his daughter's book too.
And it, I didn't read the whole thing. I skipped through it. And I remember there was just a big part about like how being gay is wrong. And I was like, oh, okay.
Being gay is wrong?
Yes.
It's like the people who are like, look, I'm just saying this, but technically speaking, homosexuality is not a trait that you want to be dominant in your species. It's like,
I love that shit.
Well, I'm just speaking facts. It's like, yes, I get that you're speaking facts, but like you're using it to kind of curtail around what you want to say. You
it's like,
I mean?
Yeah, I mean, neither is having the gene for like less back hair, but like, yeah. You know, or like neither is having the gene for a gap in your teeth, but like you're not complaining about that.
Okay, but like if you have hair on your back, you can still produce. What are gay dudes going to do,
dude,
Matt?
We're not
going to push our society forward.
We do not have a population issue.
So we have to deny them rights. Because we feel that oh, you know what we're also going to do?
What?
We're going to just label all of them as pedophiles.
No!
it's the best trick in the book, and they're doing it now to transgendered people.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's funny. It's like history repeats itself. It's the exact same thing.
It's all the gays are going to get into our bathrooms. And
it used to be that the like gays were pedophiles. I mean, that's still a notion that some people spread, but like now they're doing that with transgender people.
Yeah.
Because it's like the exact same thing over again. You just got to wait for things to curve out.
Yeah.
We're on
always
a graph.
It's always going to be the same argument.
We're on a graph. Different,
yeah.
Moving up or moving down. And
just like this podcast and the subjects we talk about.
Like skip 100
we
episodes
come
of
back
around. Hardcore Republicans. Oh, God. Someone's going to clip that if that becomes true. That's not going to become true. Don't worry. Yeah, but right now, America might be going crazy.
You haven't even lived a half of your life, Matthew.
That's true. I've lived.
Think about how much more, like, compared to how much you've lived, you still have so much more. Like, think about how much, like, your whole life. And there's that times maybe two or three to
I think about that sometimes and it blows me away how long, because I look at someone who's like 60 and I think about how long I've lived and I'm like, damn, they've been through all of this for that much longer.
Yeah.
And like,
we're going to be sick of it. See, people.
Yeah, that's kind of the thing. I'm like, how are they not sick of it?
I think like ultimately there's like people that are fearful of death, but that's because you're younger, you know, you're in your teens or you're in your 40s or 50s. That's what I consider younger. But like I feel like as you get into like your 80s or let's say 70s or 80s, like you start kind of being like, okay, I get it. I've kind of done what I needed to do. I'm getting tired. I would kind of just like to sleep and then be asleep forever because I like sleeping.
And I'm dying. I really don't like the when I shit my pants every
day. Yeah,
so.
I don't like that my son has to wash my bum
has to wipe my ass three times a day. But yeah, dude, we're gonna it's weird that we're probably, so I'm 24, so that's like
we're dying around the same like decade.
We'll die in the same decade, I imagine, unless there's an accident.
Well, also like you never know, like the like cancer and shit crops out of nowhere.
That's true, but if we both die of natural old age causes, we should probably die within 10 years of each other.
Yeah,
that will be called the
because we're both equally
the saddest.
No, I'm
decade.
More unhealthy than you, so I might not make it.
Well, it also matters on genetics. You might have stronger genetics than me.
Well, I would say you drink more alcohol than I do, and I definitely, you know, smoke like more than you do, cigarettes or weed or whatever. Just smoking, just putting toxins into my lungs, just like you put toxins into your liver.
Can we go?
You bitch.
We should go get everything like tested to see how healthy we are. Like the quality of our lungs, the quality of our liver, like, and then can we, and dude, I really want to get our testosterone measures leveled.
Why?
I mean, testosterone levels measured for
a
video.
Sperm count?
It might be in sperm count. I don't really want sperm count.
That's a different thing.
I want to get it measured because I'm gonna be like 2 and you're gonna be like 14 or like some shit like that.
That's not how it works.
I don't know. Mine's gonna be low. I can already tell.
I don't think you can. You tell to you can. Yeah, testosterone does have a physiological react like outcome. So like,
I mean, the fact that I can't really grow facial hair at almost 25 says something like that, and I can't grow like chest hair or anything. And look at you. You know, your body's like,
pew! I got hair on my tummy. I got hair on my titties.
Yeah.
I got hair on this ass of mine.
I do get a lot of hair on my ass crack.
I got hair in my gooch. I'm kidding. Every boy has like, what is it called? Pubic hair.
Well, women have pubic hair too.
No, they don't.
Wait, do they not?
Not that I've seen.
Seriously?
Yeah, like if you look on Pornhub, I haven't seen, like, I'm not talking from personal experiences because I haven't had sex yet, but like from what I've seen on Pornhub, it's like, I mean, sometimes they'll have like a little patch of like hair above.
I think
like,
that's fake. I think they add that on.
Really? Okay. Yeah.
They said that I don't think the girls can grow pubic hair.
I don't think they can grow hair besides the hair on their head and their eyebrows and eyelashes and arms.
Oh, and they grow a lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
Email us your bush at
no.
I fucking it's November now. October went pew!
October has been the fastest month this year.
By far. October was I think I could safely say, unless I'm so dumb and deaf to 2020 that I'm forgetting something already, a relatively calm month compared to the other ones.
Yeah. I mean, you did have the Supreme Court shit going on. That was the mainstay for October, right?
And yeah.
They passed her through later in October, so.
So it's like, I guess. Kind
depending of. On like how involved you are, like,
got coronavirus cases.
I understand, like, I can pick and choose the issues that, like, I guess matter to me. Everyone does to some extent. Yeah. But, like, I don't follow, like, I hear the news of, like, the Supreme Court, but I'm not, like, checking every day.
I'm not either, yeah. But it's more of something that does affect everyone. It's, like, those big things, like,
yeah.
Coronavirus cases are, like, going up really fast again. And, like, that was a big thing in October. And I guess...
No, they're all fake numbers. Did you see the report on 4chan where they were saying that doctors were giving out... fake coronavirus cards where it's a card that says you have coronavirus.
It's my coronavirus registered license.
Yeah. So if you have even 5,000 extra people with those cards in California, that's 5,000 extra people that are going to be counted as having coronavirus. But then there's some of those people who throw those cards away. And how do we keep track of those cards?
Ooh, yep. Exactly, man. Speaking facts, man.
Yeah, so I was watching a hypothetical card situation.
I was reading the news this morning on 4chan. And such like a like oxymoronical statement. Is that a word, oxymoronical?
It should be.
I just came up with it, I guess. But what I was about to say was, I think November's going to be big. I think as of today, this podcast dropping, it started.
Tomorrow is going to be a big day.
Tomorrow's going to be huge. I will be watching the election, just like we both watched the election in 2016.
4 years, man. 4 more years, man.
Yeah, man. It's funny. It's funny now because this was the first as an adult election cycle. Well, that I really could vote in. So it's interesting seeing like, oh, so that's the space between presidents. Ryan, what the fuck, man?
What? What?
Ryan's making gestures at me, mouthing words at me.
No, I'm not.
Oh, man. How about some more ads?
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process.
Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey, I'm Rory.
And I'm Maul.
And we're the hosts of the new Rory and Maul podcast.
That's right.
I know you're probably listening to a podcast that you actually like right now, and we just interrupted it with an ad.
That's all right. We're here.
And I appreciate if you didn't hit the 15-second skip button.
Listen to our show where we cover topics like music, movies,
yes,
TV shows, which we love to binge watch.
Of course. Just lifestyle stuff.
And give out crazy stories about our day-to-day lives.
Yeah.
Check us out on the new Rory and Maul podcast. Listen to wherever you get your podcast and let us know how you're feeling about our show.
And once you're done listening to this podcast that you actually like, maybe you could check us out.
I'm really scared I might be getting early onset Parkinson's, dude. Because I started shaking a couple months ago and everyone's noticing it now. And I have like six other symptoms. One of them is like dribbling, like after peeing.
Damn.
That's the stillest I can hold my hands.
You're holding them pretty still right now. I'm looking at them.
Are you looking up close?
Yeah.
I'm jittery. Jittery little fuckers.
I mean, sometimes my hands get like shaky. I don't think your hands are ever like, unless you have big sausage fingers and you can just let gravity do its work.
I don't have sausage fingers. Skrillex does, and Jackson. And his Tucker boys saw him walking around this weekend.
Did they?
They saw Skrillex.
And they took
the street.
And they took notice to his fingers being big.
Well, he has huge fingers. Like, he has good meaty button mashing fingers. But he was walking with no mask, just chilling, you know.
Oh, where?
Silver Lake. You know?
Are you sure it just wasn't some dude with a goofy haircut?
No, Skrillex is pretty unmistakable when
True.
You see him.
Yeah.
You know. Very,
you did meet him.
I did, yeah. Once at that party. I feel like I've like bragged about that like 200 times. Like, yeah, so you know, I met Skrillex I was at a party actually, and Skrillex was there.
And he went, "Whoa, are you Matt from Superman?"
He said, "Wait a second. You're from the Blonde Boys video."
So my stepmom sent me this thing because her and my dad were watching American Ninja Warrior or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And then this, I can put up an image on the podcast, but I don't think, you know, well, on Spotify, I definitely can't. But let me.
Well, if they shut their eyes and imagine really good.
Didn't I send you the, yeah, it's three dudes and, you know, I guess they're a team on the show. I don't know the show too well. And they're looking kind of like they're on like a black backdrop, and their thing is Blonde Boys with a Z, and like either that's like supreme coincidence or like I'm not getting a big head about it, but I'm wondering if like they saw the video, or if like that's kind of like an inside joke in their group type of thing. I don't know.
I'm looking. That's it. I thought that was really interesting.
Like, look at that. That like it's just kind of it's spelled like it.
No,
it's inherently goofy, and apparently they're like very just kind of like a goofy group, a goofy group of buffoons.
Hey, shout out to everyone that went as Blonde Boys for Halloween.
Yes.
Last week
or Kawaii Ryan.
Yeah.
I saw that.
I saw some on Twitter and Instagram, some cool costumes. So thank you guys. I went as my Super Mega character, so I painted my skin red and just, you know, walked around, dyed my hair red too. I've actually thought about bleaching my hair again.
Yeah.
But this time not like yellow blonde, but more like that white kind of yeah. like, because my hair is very
like the Pete David. What Pete did?
My hair is very different now from what it used to be. I got a haircut this week.
Davidson.
Davidson. So my blue. I don't know.
Like Justin Bieber did it too, right?
I kind of just
who else did it? It's like a new like
it's the classic white boy move of 2020.
I guess. Well, there was a point where a lot of people that weren't Republicans, but then it kind of became like the far right haircut that were doing like the kind of version the of the fade high and tight looking shit. And then it kind of became a
The Richard Spencer.
Yeah, the Richard Spencer cut.
I'm gonna go to the like sports clips. And be like, yeah, can I get the Richard Spencer?
No.
Can I get the Proud Boy?
No, don't even say that. Just say, can I get something like this and hold up a picture of Richard Spencer?
A legitimate like white supremacist Nazi dude. Like, hey, can I get this?
Hey, I just found this picture. Like, you just say like, yeah, I was just looking at some haircuts and I found one on the internet, like something like this, and like make it seem like you're unaware, but at the same time you also could not be unaware. Like, you could be just a racist.
I want to find like a picture of him with like a swastika like next to him or something. So like that's in the picture too.
Did he ever? Are there pictures of him with like a swastika armband?
I don't know, but here's according to Wikipedia, Richard Spencer is an American neo-Nazi, anti-Semitic conspiracy theorist, and white supremacist who is known for his activism on behalf of the alt-right movement.
So why did the leftist media why did their dogma label him?
Why did they say he's a neo-Nazi even though he is a
neo-Nazi? Well, okay, then prove it. What did he do, Matt?
What did Debate Richard me. Spencer do?
Why is he a neo-Nazi?
Because he spouts the exact.
Was he there during the Holocaust? I don't think so.
He got a good point. I'm trying to see a.
No, but the poison are the ideas that fell through, that seeped through the cracks and rooted in other parts of the world.
Dude, yeah, I watched American History X again recently, and interesting how relevant it is today, and it was made in 94 or 93.
Ooh.
Which I found really intriguing. It's a good movie to watch right now.
Well, I mean,
it literally showed like nothing changed.
Well, right. I don't know. I don't want to sound like I'm like trying to antagonize, but it's there's a reason that people get anxious when the far right becomes popular, because there's a proven track record in history of conversations in America happening and people getting heated, and then the fucking top blows off, and it's never good. And one time it fucking bombed and killed a bunch of fucking kids in a daycare center in a government building. And so it's just like, this, there's a legitimate history to this.
Yeah.
And so like, there is a reason to be watchful of it and be mindful of it. Cause it's not like, oh, they just did it, you know, five times. They're not going to do it again. You know? That's it.
He was just troubled.
Yeah. What was wrong with him mentally?
He was going, you know, he got bullied.
We need to be asking, what's wrong with us as a nation that we failed this young boy?
This young boy that shot 19 of his classmates.
So stupid.
I know, dude. Oh, my jeans are kind of sticking to my legs.
If you commit like a violent act, like an attack on someone for political reasons, regardless, you're an asshole.
Ryan, I was thinking something interesting, actually. If you and I...
For a change?
Yeah, oh, okay. If you and I, like, killed Jackson or someone...
We could bury his body in the desert.
No,
with hot coal, so it would burn the body under the sand.
It would be a media sensation. That's so good for the news. Think about it. It's like, two semi-well-known YouTubers kill their friend. That's a great story. And then people might follow the trial, but we'd have to kill him in some crazy way. Like, just like some, and they make documentaries about it, maybe.
We'd have to,
like, we'd be like the YouTube killers.
We'd have to do a, like a live stream.
And I would, we would always be known as like, oh, those are the YouTube killer guys.
And we'd have
people
to be
would make jokes and videos.
Like a charity stream where like we get a bunch of people in on it, like famous like people, like friends that we know. And then right when we hit our goal, we go, yeah, we like all like have a little like thing that we pull and then we just blow his brains out right when the
and then counter- stab his dead body a bunch.
Yeah.
That
and
would yeah.
spit on him and then like take the camera and get close ups and laugh.
And then get close up, and then you pull your pants down and show your anus, and we get a close up, and you fart, and we end
then,
the stream.
And then you take the camera, and then you crawl inside of my anus, and then you crawl through my body, and then come out through my mouth, and then you film the repercussions of that, which is just my just open, splayed body, just gored out.
And then I open my mouth really wide, and I start having another version of me come out of my mouth, and I shed my exoskeleton.
And then you shoot your old body a bunch, and then you implode.
Into a time to a single point in time and space.
Because you swallowed a grenade earlier in that day.
Yeah. And I actually end up bending through reality so I don't exist anymore.
Exactly.
In our realm.
Yeah, we're on the same page.
Yeah, that'd be the Wikipedia page. Yeah, definitely there'd be stories.
Like just the fact that we shoot someone in the head and then you crawl from my anus, like just tearing open my
bone. Well, you have to fart first into the camera. I said, I show your anus, you go, and then I go in.
Yeah, yeah. But you're like clawing and separating, using all your muscles to kind of like, you can dig too, like scratch.
As if like you would wrap me in a blanket and I'm like digging my way to get out. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, that would be crazy,
man.
It's
more like you're wrapped, think of like you're wrapped in a giant like taco shell and then there's taco meat. So if your hands get wet from the blood, just think it's just the juice, it's the juicy meat. It's the good part.
Okay.
It's the part that you get a lot of nutrients from. It's the fat. Oh, wait. We didn't talk about you eating. You're not going to eat me, right? You're just going to claw through me.
No, I don't eat you.
Okay. Never mind. Then forget about the nutrients bit.
I could eat you, actually.
You think?
If you want to add that to the story.
Okay. I think that would make... Is there a realm of possibility that we do something so publicly crazy to the masses that it just like... It just goes over, like, just under the radar. Like, it's like, that's, like, people are just, we can't deal with this right now.
I feel like this, if we did something that the fuss people would make on Twitter and
like
online.
Like, on election day.
Oh, on election day? Maybe. Dude, we would swing the election. it would change everything.
It's a horrifying conversation we just had. What if we just... killed our friend on a live stream and then just brutalized our dead bodies and we got all of our friends on board.
I didn't die. I ceased to exist.
That you just imploded. Yeah.
I went somewhere else.
You murder me.
I went to another realm.
You murder me, but I let you murder me.
Yeah. So
Jackson
like,
didn't let us. So Jackson was surprised. I knew what was happening and okay.
Jackson's the victim here. As he always is. Always pulling the victim card, that Jackson guy. He pisses me off.
I gotta go.
Oh, I can't come into work today because I choked on my breakfast this morning. Oh.
My throat hurts.
Oh.
I need a day or two of drinking ice water.
I'm coughing up blood. Oh, no.
Oh, my abdomen hurts.
Oh, I just remembered a horrifying, nasty dream I had last night.
Did we kiss?
No.
I don't want to hear about it. Maybe if you could change the story to where and I kiss at the end.
I'll change it so it has a good ending for you.
Okay.
I had a dream that I had like goo that I like was really sticky and I couldn't get off. Like
yeah,
a big glob like
so
stuck.
Sounded like a so I had like goo and it was sticky.
So I had like goo and it was sticky.
just like a child talking.
And you're
a child. You like candy. You're a child.
It was stuck to my uvula, and I couldn't get it off. And it was
wait,
stuck
what
my,
was stuck to your
like
the
a thing
sticky
of like
gunk,
almost like super glue, like stuck to my uvula, and I couldn't.
You were trying to claw it off your uvula.
Isn't that horrible?
Jesus.
But then I accept that there's no point in getting rid of it because it's just stuck there. So I complained to you about it, and you console me, and make me feel better, and then we kiss.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
I was getting kind of mad. You could see my. My face was turning red.
I didn't see. I was actually looking at that pattern right there. It keeps catching my eye. See the pattern of that blanket?
Yeah.
I just like staring at patterns because my brain
does
stuff with
them. Black and white triangled pattern.
My brain just does stuff with it. That sounds so dumb. But like I just trace the lines and like stare at it for a while.
My brain's just so advanced. When I see a pattern,
I start breaking through to the next stage of reality.
Or maybe you're still just, or maybe you're just so stupid that your survival instincts kick in whenever you just see a simple blanketed pattern.
It's like triangle, triangle. Okay, that's another triangle. Edge, edge, corner.
See, you'd be good as the village fence maker. You'd make little fences around things, like the animals or sometimes, I guess, if the chieftain wanted extra security, you'd build a little fence around him.
A fence around him, like, yeah, where he stands?
Yeah. So he's like in a cage talking to his fellow motherfuckers.
Medieval men.
For some reason, there's a chieftain in charge of this kingdom, in this fucking European kingdom. There's like a Navajo fucking chieftain.
What am I doing here?
What was I gonna say? Dude, living in medieval times would suck so much cock.
Yeah, we were still just monkeys, but we had metal armor now.
Yeah, like there was still no heat, there was still no electricity.
We were still like killing each other in the most gruesome fucking ways.
You're just living in cold, harsh, wet environments and maybe sometimes making a painting that people will look at in 400 years. Or building a building because we can build blocks now. But what? Why'd you just laugh?
No. I did a wince. That was a wince.
Oh.
Because for some reason an idea popped in my head and it made me wince.
Too bad for the podcast?
No.
Too unsettling?
It was just, you know those things at the fair where they have the hammer and you hit the bell and it goes up and it goes ding?
Yeah.
Well, like, I was like, what if my nuts were on that thing and a sledgehammer came down and crushed my nuts? Would that be so much, like, it just made me wince.
Oh, I like.
Would that be so much pain that it would, like, I don't know.
You could have a heart attack.
Probably,
That's happened where someone got, hit in the balls so hard they had a heart attack.
Just flattening your
fucking... I thought where you were going was, like, your balls were at the top and the thing goes, ding, and no. Hits it. But you were like, he just hits it with the mallet, with the hammer.
He swings down with his might onto the fucking...
You could just say a man with a hammer swings as hard as he can on your nuts. Yeah, man, that would say, you can have a heart attack from that kind of stuff.
You can have a heart attack from this, too.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.